It's an omen.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
NBC Chicago headline. What is Tren de Aragua? So this Venezuelan gang that the Biden administration has let in, I mean, folks, it's not rhetoric. Venezuela has literally emptied its prisons and sent the gangsters to the United States of America. They've sent the gangs here. Who knows how many? Tens of thousands? So this is the headline, Tren de Aragua in Chicago. It's now officially in Chicago. Now, Telemundo Chicago and NBC Chicago have been reporting on the gang's presence in the U.S. for months. Specifically Chicago, they say it has at least 5,000 known members. And it's such a big story now, it's a headline in Chicago. What is Tren de Aragua? Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex. That was this week in the South Side. But then, oh, it's not the border invasion that's causing this. No. It's your rhetoric. That's the Chicago Tribune. Experts say anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Oh, just F right off. Anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of migrant takeover. I mean, just that headline alone, you could break it down. What anti-immigrant rhetoric are you talking about? If you're anti-illegal border crossings, that doesn't make you anti-immigrant. If you want legal immigration and not illegal border crossings, that's probably more pro-immigrant than anything else. If you don't like criminals skipping the line, that's probably pro-immigration. So even that right there is a complete misnomer. Incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Incorrect. We've just seen the videos. We've just had eyewitness accounts. We've just seen more than 10 million, 50 million. Last night, Trump said it was 21 million illegal border crossings. I don't know where he gets the number, but yeah, on record, it's 12 million that they have. And then what, maybe 5 million getaways? So I'd say, 15 million is probably a conservative estimate since Biden took office. And then they say, oh, it's down. It's down. Border crossings are down. The open border policy and the welfare and everything else, or Venezuela emptying its prisons, it's your rhetoric that led to the takeover that doesn't exist. And then I see this other story that I see from the left all the time, like this complete loser. I mean, it's unbelievable people like this even exist. You wonder if they're even human. David Pakman, have you seen this guy? He's a living and breathing embodiment of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. I mean, folks, it's like if you wanted to make a human out of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead, David Pakman is your guy. And he just happens to be a left-wing commentator. And he does this segment. And this is all the left-wing talking points. Migrants, illegal border crossers commit less crime than American citizens. So what's your point? So we should just open up our country for anybody to come in because they commit less crimes per capita? By the way, crossing the border illegally is a crime, jackass. So if you cross the border illegally, actually 100% of them commit crimes. The migrants commit less crime per capita. Oh, now they care about per capita. The migrants commit less crimes than American citizens. So what? So we should let them in? Explain that logic to me. Because you support this. Haitian migrant accused of molesting child is in the United States via controversial Biden-Harris program. So if you support the Biden-Harris border policy, you just got a 10-year-old boy raped And by the way, since you're against now presidential immunity, okay. You're against presidential immunity. So I want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Mayorkas charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of a 10-year-old boy. I want them charged. There's no presidential immunity, right? You don't believe. You, the liberal. You don't believe in presidential immunity anymore. So I want Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Mayorkas, I want all of them charged for every migrant that has raped or murdered somebody. I want them charged for aiding and abetting. I want them to spend the rest of their life in prison for aiding and abetting this crime, right? That's your logic, not mine. That's your logic. You, the liberal, that doesn't believe in presidential immunity now. Here's the report on the Haitian pedophile brought in by the Biden-Harris border policy in clip four.
This Haitian man who arrived in the U.S. under the Biden administration's controversial mass parole program, now charged with sexual assault of a young boy. Bill Malusian live in L.A. with details on what we're learning on this. Bill, hello.
Bill, good morning to you. It happened again. Our sources tell us that yet another Haitian migrant who first flew into the U.S. last year as part of the Biden administration's controversial migrant flights program is now charged with sex crimes against a child in Massachusetts. Take a look. Multiple law enforcement sources tell Fox News that 18-year-old Haitian migrant Akeem Mark Desire was arrested by police in Mansfield last week. That's about 45 minutes south of Boston for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old boy who lives near him. He is now in ICE custody. Now, we're told he first flew in the U.S. last June as part of the Biden administration's mass parole program for Haitians, and he's now charged with indecent assault and battery on a child under age 14. Now, this is actually the second time this has happened in recent months. In March, you might remember, another Haitian national who flew into the U.S. via this Biden parole program last June, Corey Alvarez, was charged with aggravated child rape after prosecutors say he raped a girl inside of a migrant hotel outside of Boston. Controversy continues to surround this migrant flights program. Just last week, DHS restarted the program with, quote, additional vetting after it had been put on pause in July after an internal report found significant amounts of fraud in the program. That included 100,000 applications being filled out by the same 3,000 serial sponsors, phone numbers belonging to dead people, and repeat addresses used hundreds of times, including storage units. And back out here live with this latest arrest, this is now the second time this year, just in Massachusetts alone, that a child has allegedly been sexually victimized by a Haitian migrant who didn't walk across the border illegally, but instead was allowed to fly into the U.S. directly as part of this Biden-Harris administration program.
All right, liberals, so there's no presidential immunity. And so, therefore, Biden and well, I guess just Biden, he's the president. He is aiding and abetting in the rape of children. So I want him charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of children. That's your logic, not mine. You're the ones that think presidential immunity should be tossed out. So let's go ahead and get Biden involved in this now. Flew in. It's worse, though. That other case he mentioned? ICE finds and arrests Haitian migrant who was released on $500 bond after being charged with raping a child in Massachusetts. Released on $500 bond, ladies and gentlemen, by a liberal district attorney and a liberal judicial system in Boston. Released on bond. Flew into the country by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Flown in. Rapes a kid. Released on bond. But they commit less crime per capita than U.S. citizens. So what are you complaining about? U.S. Army allegedly caught protecting foreign invaders at New York City hotel. Citizen confronts military presence and demands answers. That was Jason Goodman, and this was on video at the Wolcott Hotel in New York City. Yeah, they have more security for the illegal aliens at these hotels than they have at the southern border. You get stronger police protection, and New York City signed a deal with the National Guard too, by the way, because the police are so overwhelmed. So if you're seeing National Guard on the streets of New York, that's because the police are overwhelmed. They had to sign a deal with the National Guard. Now, there's another rumor going on about that. I'll address in a second here. But you get more law enforcement protection at a illegal alien hotel than you get at the southern border. You get more law enforcement protection at an illegal alien hotel than you will get at your average city because the Democrats have defunded the police. And if you go in there, they look at you and they have a problem with you. Yeah, it's kind of like that video. And it might have even been Rob that was shooting that video. When we're down at the border during the middle of the night and they're bringing in the busloads. Was that you that shot that video, Rob? Yeah. And they're bringing in the busloads of illegal migrants. And we're sitting there filming. And they have Border Patrol and these other law enforcement people come in. They try to shut me down and they try to turn off our cameras and they try to tell the media, get out of the way and everything. And I just go off. It's like a 10-minute rant. Rob Dew is there. And people share this video. And I guess, you know, it's just one of those things that's just like a timeless classic. And so they don't even know. It's like they don't even really know who I am or InfoWars is. It's just everywhere now. It's probably been seen 100 million, 500 million times. And I'll see people will upload this to their X account, their Instagram account. And they'll just be like, oh, look at this great American telling off the Border Patrol. Or look at this, you know, great American. Look at this independent journalist. And it just goes viral every time. Million views every time somebody puts it up. And so, but it's like the same thing. Oh, I'm the bad guy. Isn't that ironic? On our own website, it's so so funny. I mean, it is what it is, folks. When you're the cutting edge and you're the most censored and persecuted people in the world and in the media, you know, that's just what happens. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. People take that video and they upload it to their Instagram and their X and their YouTube and their Facebook. Million views every time. Sometimes they even will cut off our bug, but, you know, luckily our bug is on there, so maybe they go to Band Out Video, but they don't tag InfoWars. They don't tag me. I'm not even complaining. It's like, again, we do this because people need to see this, but it's the same thing. So we go down there with a crew, and those law enforcement agents say, hey, get out of the way. Hey, stop filming. Hey, stop shooting a report on this. Hey. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dirty American. Do we have the audio of this too? So, but that's what I'm saying. So Goodman goes into the hotel and he's like, what's the deal? You got this hotel for illegal migrants. It's being paid for by my tax dollars. Oh, you got to get out of here though. You dirty American. He's just sitting there filming. Hey, whoa, look, Jason Goodman here, and we got military outside of this hotel. Let's see what's going on. You got to get out of here. This hotel isn't for you anymore, you dirty American. This hotel is for the illegal aliens. Get the hell out and turn off your camera and stop that report right now. Shut it down. It's like, what is the message there? This isn't your country anymore. This is not your country anymore. Yeah, look, you can't film here. You shut this down.
You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way.
Yeah, start up from the top real quick.
Dirty, stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets away. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants' country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol's here to tell me sir, to shut up, too. Sir, he says, sir, an American citizen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's ridiculous.
The other media to be able to cover this.
No, no media. No, no media, though. Hey, no media. Nobody see the illegal immigrants. It's not happening. Sir, am I okay to be upset? Do I have the right to redress grievances here?
But you're being discourteous to your
friends. I'm being discourteous. A wide open border, but I'm being discourteous.
Allow them to report.
They can record. Nobody's stopping them except you guys. Look, she's trying to stop the media. You guys don't want us to see this. You drove a bus through a ravine so we couldn't see this. Do you think the American people are stupid?
And by the way, and so it's Jason Goodman. It's me. I believe Anthony Rubin from Muckraker went into one of their facilities. They chased him, kicked him out. I think Taylor Hansen from the Russian arm, Tenet Media. I mean, oh, look out. Those Russians want America to be pro-life and have a border. You know, they're so dirty. Those damn Russians. They're the bad guys here. And so I think it was Taylor Hansen who went into one of their facilities too. They chased him out. So how do you even explain this? They take our money and they fly them in. They give them 3 meals a day. They give them a shelter. And then you're not even allowed to question it. You're not even allowed to film it. And they get more law enforcement protection than you, the American citizen. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Let's do this. This is from Steven Crowder's Mug Club, and they have a DOJ chief undercover admitting that all the Trump indictments are politically motivated and a total sham. Oh, but yeah, I'm sure this latest thing with the DOJ and the FBI is totally legitimate. It's not about the election and bringing back the Russian conspiracy hoax. Oh, no, 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 no. So this is incredible. They've just released this, clip 12.
Who's stacking charges and rearranging things just to make the cases nonsense or perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. They think that's his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, a mockery of justice.
A mockery of justice. It's criminal behavior is what it is. But, oh, the DOJ, you know, they're honest now.
Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. Something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And the whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get him.
And that's why, like, the surging of the police is, you know, it's a perversion of justice. He was stacking charges and, like, rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No, to be honest with you, I think the case is nonsense.
State levels are Wild West. They're like idiots. They don't care. They're all political. So yeah, this guy's probably going to try to lock them up. And there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. They're so obsessed with getting here.
All right, so let's address this real quick again. For the full video, Steven Crowder with the Mug Club. I just can't help myself. Part of me thinks that this guy did it intentionally, and he's just so sick of the corruption, and who knows, maybe he reached out and he said, look, I want to blow the whistle, but I don't know what to do. Why don't you send out an undercover journalist and pretend we're at lunch, and I'll just say all this stuff. Just saying it. People are so sick of this corruption. There's going to be all kinds of ways people try to expose it. But September 18th is Trump's sentencing date. And the rumor is that there's all of these National Guards in New York City preparing for that. And maybe in anticipation that the police refuse to take him to Rikers Island. I don't know if there's really anything to that. Because the truth is that the police reached a deal with the National Guard a while ago to help them with law enforcement at the street level. So that's why you see all the National Guard. I don't think that has anything to do with the sentencing thing, but people are saying that's the case. But it is going to be September 18th. I don't know. I mean, will they arrest Donald Trump? Will they actually send him to jail? I could see it going either way. Part of me says there's no way because they know it will be more of a backfire and it will expose them more. But then another part of me says, but these people are just unhinged right now and they want Trump in jail. They want him in jail. It's like a sexual thing for them. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. See what happens in, I guess that's, 2 weeks away now. But everybody knows. So I don't know if that, I don't know if that guy knew he was being filmed or not. I'm just speculating. Now, where are the hearings? So this is what's so frustrating. Whether it's James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, Project Veritas, or now the Mug Club, they do this incredible undercover work. Their journalists go undercover, risk a lot, and they get this stuff. And then there's no hearings. They're never called to testify. This guy, put it back up on the screen with the tweet so I can get his name right. This guy needs to be called for a hearing immediately. Immediately. I'm so sick of good Americans putting in the work to expose the corruption and getting censored and everything else, and we get nothing from our representatives. Nothing. How has Alex Jones not been called as a witness, as an expert witness, to testify on internet censorship? Why hasn't this guy, Nicholas Biasi, Chief of Public Affairs, U.S. Department of Justice, Southern District of New York, admitting the whole thing against Trump is fake. Hi, Republicans. Hi, Mike Johnson. Hi, Mike Johnson. Paging Mike Johnson. Are you awake? Are you alive? Are you aware? Are you doing anything as the Speaker of the House? This guy needs to be testifying in front of a committee when Congress is back in session. But they won't do anything. They're bums. I'm sick of them. They're bums.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain.